Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 137, numéro 137. Today we are doing some grammar. We are talking about impersonal verbs. We use quite a lot of impersonal verbs in French, a little bit more than in English, I believe. And I also had a few questions about them lately from my students. So today is the day to learn about it. And I know that this topic sounds a bit boring, but I think this is a really important lesson for you. Now, before we start, as always, if you are new to the podcast, please make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet handy so you can see the spelling of the words while you listen. And when you finish this lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons, exercises, and practice what you have learned today. You will find all the download links in the episode notes. All right, so what are impersonal verbs? Impersonal verbs in French are used with the pronoun il, il as their subject. However, in an impersonal context, il does not mean he, as it usually does in most sentences. Instead, this il is impersonal, meaning it is used more in a general sense, and no one or nothing in particular is doing the action, is doing the action of the verb. Now, a very common example of an impersonal verb, which I'm sure you already know, is the verb pleuvoir, pleuvoir, to rain. Il pleut means it's raining. Now, in this sentence, it's raining. Il pleut. Il doesn't mean he in the sentence, right? It means it. And because the verb to rain does not refer to a specific subject, no one or nothing specific is making it rain, right? It simply expresses that it is raining in a general sense. Therefore, the impersonal verb pleuvoir, to rain, is always going to be used with the impersonal pronoun il. So you are never going to hear je pleu, tu pleu, nous pleuvons, etc., right? It's always going to be used with the pronoun, the impersonal pronoun il, il pleut, it's raining. And same as in English, actually, you don't say I'm raining, you're raining, we're raining, etc. You say it's raining. So I hope that was sort of clear, but don't worry, it will make more sense. If it doesn't make sense yet, it will make more sense as we advance in the lesson. So there are four main categories of impersonal verbs in French. First, the weather verbs. Second, the always impersonal verbs. Third, avoir un être, used in an impersonal context. And last one, the sometimes impersonal verbs. So I'm going to explain the four categories and I will give you examples. First, the weather verbs. These verbs are commonly used in an impersonal context with the pronoun il to describe weather conditions. For example, neiger, to snow. Neiger, to snow. Il neige, it is snowing. Il neige. You are never going to hear je neige, tu neige, nous neigeons, etc. Same as in English, you never hear I snow, I'm snowing, you're snowing, etc., right? So it's always used with the impersonal pronoun il. And it is a pretty easy expression to remember, so please remember this one by heart. Pleuvoir, to rain. Pleuvoir, to rain. Il pleut. It's raining. Il pleut. So we've talked about this one before. And the last verb used in an impersonal context to describe weather conditions is the verb faire. Faire, to do or to make. Faire. So you know this one already. And you know that faire is not just used for the weather. Faire is, I would say, the most flexible verb in French, and it is used in so many other expressions that have nothing to do with the weather. But in weather context, it's always used impersonally with the pronoun il. Par exemple, il fait chaud, it's hot. Il fait chaud. Il fait froid, it's cold. Il fait froid. Il fait beau, the weather is nice. Il fait beau. And by the way, you can learn more about how to talk about the weather in French in episode 10 of the French Made Easy podcast. All right, let's move on to the next category, the always impersonal verbs. So certain verbs in French are exclusively impersonal. They are only impersonal and you've just got to learn them by heart. So the two main ones, the one that I want you to learn, are falloir. So falloir means to need or must or to be necessary. There are a few different translations possible. Now, this verb can be a little tricky, but it can be followed by a noun, an infinitive verb, or que, Q-U-E, plus the subjunctive. If you haven't come across the subjunctive yet, don't worry about it for now, as that's a little bit complicated, but I do teach about the subjunctive as simply as can be in my course, French Grammar Made Easy, if you are interested. All right, so some examples. Il faut un passeport pour voyager à l'étranger. Il faut un passeport pour voyager à l'étranger. A passport is necessary to travel abroad, or one needs a passport to travel abroad. There are different translations possible. Another example with an infinitive verb. Il faut étudier. It's necessary to study, or one must study. Il faut étudier. Now, an example with the subjunctive. Il faut que nous partions. It's necessary that we leave, or we need to leave. Il faut que nous partions. Now, the next verb that I want you to learn that is always impersonal is the verb s'agir de, to be about. S'agir de. Par exemple, il s'agit de respect. It is about respect. Il s'agit de respect. A question that you can hear often. De quoi s'agit-il? What is it about? De quoi s'agit-il? Now, let's move on to the third category. Avoir and être. Now, you probably already know these two verbs. They are the most common verbs in French. And if you don't know them yet, and there are a few episodes about it on my podcast, but they are often used in impersonal expressions. So again, I really want you to learn these expressions by heart. So with the verb avoir, to have, avoir, to have, in an impersonal context, it is used in the expression il y a. There is, or there are. Il y Yeah. Now, this is not a word-for-word translation, so don't try to translate this one word-for-word. Il y a means there is or there are. I have a great episode on this topic, so I'm not going to dive into il y a today, but I personally think you're going to find it useful. The link is in the transcript. It is episode number 67. An example, il y a une voiture dans la rue. There is a car in the street. Or il y a des voitures dans la rue. There are cars in the street. With the verb être, to be, again, In an impersonal context, it is often used in expressions to tell the time. Par exemple, il est 8 heures. It is 8 o'clock. Il est 8 heures. Il est tard. It is late. Il est tard. And just a reminder, there are other ways that these two verbs, avoir and être, are used in impersonal expressions. However, since this is a beginner lesson, I've really stripped it down to the essentials. Now, let's move on to our last category, the sometimes impersonal verbs. Some verbs, typically used in a personal form, as in not impersonal verbs, can also appear in an impersonal form. Here are four common verbs and their impersonal structures. Again, if you can learn these four verbs by heart, that would be great. The verb sembler. So sembler means to seem or to appear. Sembler. The impersonal structure for that verb, or a common impersonal structure for that verb, is il semble que plus the subjunctive. It means it seems that. So il semble que is followed always by the subjunctive. Par exemple, il semble qu'il y ait une erreur. It seems that there is a mistake. Il semble qu'il y ait une erreur. And I know I sound like a broken record, but please remember that there are more impersonal structures for all those verbs, but we are just focusing on the main ones. Next verb, valoir, to be worth. Valoir, a common impersonal structure for the verb valoir is il vaut mieux plus an infinitive verb. And that means it is better to. Il vaut mieux plus an infinitive verb. Par exemple, il vaut mieux faire attention. It is better to be careful. Il vaut mieux faire attention. Next one, rester. Rester means to stay or to remain. Rester. Common impersonal structure for rester is il reste plus a noun. There is or they are. And then the noun left. For example, il reste encore trois pommes. There are still three apples left. Il reste encore trois pommes. Another example, il reste du gâteau. There is some cake left. Il reste du gâteau. And final verb for the sometimes impersonal verbs is the verb arriver, to arrive or to happen. Arriver. A common impersonal structure for that verb is il arrive que plus the subjunctive. It happens that. Il arrive que plus use of the subjunctive. Parfois, il arrive qu'on se trompe. Sometimes it happens that we make mistake. Parfois, il arrive qu'on se trompe. All right, so that was a lot. Now, let me give you a quick recap of this lesson. Impersonal verbs are used with the impersonal pronoun il, which does not refer to anyone or anything in particular and is used in a general sense. It does not mean he. There are four categories of impersonal verbs. The weather verbs include verbs like neiger, il neige, it's snowing, pleuvoir, il pleut, it's raining, faire, il fait chaud, it's hot, il fait froid, it's cold, il fait beau, the weather is nice. Number two, the always impersonal verbs includes verbs like falloir, il faut, it's necessary. S'agir de, il s'agit de, it is about. Number three, avoir and être used in impersonal context includes expressions like il y a, there is, there are. Il est, followed by time. Il est 8 heures, it is 8 o'clock. And number four, the sometimes impersonal verbs include verbs like sembler, il semble que, It seems that. Valoir, il vaut mieux. It's better to. Rester, il reste. There is still left or there remains. Arriver, il arrive que. It happens that. So that's it for this episode. That's not an easy lesson. So re-listen to it a second time if you need. But make sure that you go and practice what you have learned today with the exercises. You can download them for free in the French Made Easy exercise library. All the links are in the episode notes. Because with that practice, it's going to be hard to remember all of that lesson. So thanks so much for listening. I hope that was helpful for you. À bientôt. Bye.